This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential candidates following up on their so-called chaotic debate on Tuesday night with campaign appearances yesterday. Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania as well as New Alexandria, Ohio, where he told the crowd of his opponent in November.
An entitled, self-serving president who inherited everything in his life. And squandered it.
Meanwhile, President Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, that Joe Biden would turn the state into a refugee camp if President Trump signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to keep operating through December 11th. The Senate passing the bill earlier Wednesday after the House passed it last week. It avoids a government shutdown that would have struck at midnight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A California wildfire has claimed another life.
My condolences go out to a fourth death that we've had as a result of this.
That's Shasta County Sheriff Eric Magrini. He says the latest victim of the Zog fire was someone who had been evacuated but died in a hospital suffering from significant burns that he suffered before he got out of his neighborhood. Another round of stimulus checks is coming once Congress and the Trump administration agree on a new coronavirus relief package. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who says the direct payments to individuals will be similar to the $1,200 checks that were part of the CARES Act. A huge settlement coming to victims and families of the mass shooting on the Las Vegas Strip 3 years ago today as a judge has approved an $800 million settlement for more than 4,400 people directly impacted by the shooting that killed 58. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's Facebook news and Instagram news and WhatsApp, and, well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
Facebook says it's combining Instagram with Facebook Messenger in the latest step to integrate the two platforms. Messenger replaced Instagram's old messaging service, Instagram Direct, a move that will allow users to send chat messages and share photos and videos between the two platforms. It's part of Facebook's bigger plans that would include the incorporation of WhatsApp into Facebook as well. Facebook said users will be able to communicate across apps seamlessly, watch videos together, customize emoji reactions, incorporate message controls, and easily forward content. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Twitter says it's taking down more than 100 accounts that it says originate in Iran that were trying to disrupt public conversation during Tuesday's presidential debate. Twitter noting the accounts had very low engagement and no real impact on the public conversation. And Apple is bringing more emojis to users. Among those new ones, gender-neutral Santa Claus, a transgender pride flag, and both men and women in wedding dresses. Oh, emojis are fun, but you know you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing fine. Just getting the the debate out of my system here. We all know we never want the moderator to be the story, especially on the following day. And Chris Wallace, almost in a way like Andy Crowley, has made himself too much of the story in this presidential debate.
Yeah, there were a lot of moderator interventions, as you say. I do wish, look, I like robust debates. To me, the sort of gold standard is watching Prime Minister's questions from the House of Commons in London. And
you don't
got,
you love that? I agree. I love
it's
that.
Terrific. Yes. You've got the Prime Minister get up, present what he wants to say, and then the leader of the opposition party gets up and hammers the hell out of him, and usually very rough, tough language, etc. But you can hear what each one says. What my big complaint was about last night is that you had this endless crosstalk, interruptions, and so on. I don't mind the insults so much. I don't mind it not being polite. That's okay by me. But I want to be able to hear what they're saying, and I really wish we didn't have just all this crosstalk, interruptions, and then interruptions. So I don't think that was good for either candidate, and it wasn't good for the American voters either.
Yeah, I think in part, for me, DeRoy, in a sense, it represented the constituency of both parties. I mean, the angry side of both parties. And I think it was a missed opportunity, to your point, for Americans on both sides to hear the candidates, to understand what policies, what could we expect from each of their administrations. Unfortunately, you know, it was loaded with name calling, more particularly from, you know, from Biden toward, you know, toward Trump. And also my other impression was that I kind of felt like Trump looked at Biden as being the epitome of everything that his, you know, his administration has had to deal with, you know, whether it's fake news, the alleged smooth transition of power, which he called Biden on specifically, said, thanks a lot. You know, you and Barack Obama, don't even talk to me about smooth transition after all that you've done to my administration. But the bottom line is what we've been able to accomplish in 47 months versus your first 47 years stands in clear contrast, doesn't it?
No, this is very true. And I think it was appropriate for him to bring up, as you say, the deliberate, I think the meeting on January 5 or 6, 2017, where apparently in the middle of what should have been a peaceful, smooth transition, you had the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, I believe the head of the FBI, and others sitting in the Oval Office figuring out how are we going to try to scuttle Mike Flynn, the incoming National Security Advisor, and try to wrap him up in the Logan Act and all these other all this other nonsense because of the apparent alleged crime of speaking with the Russian ambassador, which is exactly what we want the National Security Advisor to do during transition, so that he gets to know these people with whom he has to deal and negotiate and confront or whatever else. And that's how they handle the transition. So that was fine to bring up. But there are a lot of things the president should have talked about that he didn't, because they just kept getting that, wrapped up in all the acrimony. For example, the question was, why are you better for black Americans or for race relations than the opponent? And the president briefly mentioned the First Step Act and criminal justice reform. I don't believe he mentioned a steady stream of revenue for historically black colleges and universities. He didn't make any mention of the 87 opportunity zone programs in low-income neighborhoods. He should have mentioned when the whole question came up about, you know, why don't you denounce white racists. Last week, he declared the Ku Klux Klan to be a terrorist organization. And I would have asked Joe Biden, you and Obama had 8 years. Why didn't you guys think of this and declare the Ku Klux Klan a terrorist organization? But none of that came out, which is really unfortunate. I think the president had many opportunities to talk about his accomplishments, and that stuff just got buried and muffled in the middle of all the back and forth catapult launches of rocks.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I thought, you know, the president has such a solid background, you know, like what he had presented at the National Convention, for example. I mean, promises made, promises kept, just go right down the line and stand on those and let them speak, you know, to the public, because this was going to be admittedly a rare time that the president was going to have a chance unfiltered without the scrutiny and the, you know, the, what do you want to call it?
Hostility?
Not so much hostility, but more the squelching of his message by Facebook and Twitter and these other media outlets.
Total censorship. Yeah. Absolutely right. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And again, that's what I was looking for. Censorship.
Yeah,
yes.
Censorship. That's it. Yeah. He could have gotten up and just gone through his hundreds of accomplishments: energy independence, the Anwar drilling, the Keystone Pipeline being approved, he should have mentioned this as well, the lowest black, Hispanic, and Asian background unemployment rates in U.S. history. There's a mass of people on the left used to talk about income inequality. Well, they don't talk about it anymore, because income inequality went up under Obama and Biden, and income inequality went down the last 2 years under Trump, and not by dragging down the rich, but by pushing up the poor. Poverty fell last year in 2019 to its lowest level in U.S. history. He should have been talking about all that stuff, and I hope in the next two debates he does, and lay that stuff out. Most people will be shocked to hear that, because, as you say, Silicon Valley has censored that. ABC, NBC, and CBS Nightly News, sure, they're not going to share that with you, and if they do, it'll be just a brief mention. And he ought to present those facts, and I think people will be pleasantly shocked, and that I ought to boost his support and make it more likely he'll be reelected rather than defeated on November 3rd.
Exactly. No, I agree, and got to dial back the emotion. I can understand, in part, like I said, I can appreciate the president looking across the way and seeing Joe Biden as the epitome of all this disturbance and intervention into this administration, you know, from the fake news to impeachment and everything. And he just seemed to be very emotional, and I'm sure that he's going to study the tape and look at it, you know, and which I suspected, because usually what happens with incumbents, and this happened with Barack Obama, it happened with George W. Bush and others, is the first debate is always a little bit rough for the incumbent, and was surprisingly, in part because Donald Trump has been out there. I mean, he's been holding rallies, thousands of people. He's had the opportunity. We just came off the heels, as I said, of a very expressive and positive Republican National Convention. So I thought that, you know, I had really hoped that he had been, you know, I guess in a sense, more up on his game. You know, overall, but if his goal was to, as Dan Bongino said, was to expose and rally his base and expose Biden to his base, then, you know, he gets more points in that, because he did no doubt rally his base. Those that love Trump love him all the more. And that wasn't going to change. But those on the left have to decide, okay, now you got you got Biden, who signed the
manifesto with
The manifesto from Bernie Sanders, and he signs this, and now he disclaims it and says, no, I am the Democratic Party. What did that say?
Yeah, I think that document is called something like the Biden-Sanders Joint Policy Recommendation Task Force, something like this. And I believe it has both their names on it, and they both put it out as sort of like a mini Democrat platform, and a lot of the Democrat platform is drawn from that thing. And now he says, oh, I never seen that thing. I didn't sign it, which is crazy.
DeRoy, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up. Let's pick this up when we come back.
Okay, that's good.
On the other side of the break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back
with you. Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, just to kind of put a bow on what happened the other night, we've got two more debates happening. It's clear for those that thought that Biden may not show up. But I think we're going to have two more debates.
I think we will. You know, if Biden doesn't show up, it's just going to make him look weak. There's still questions about. I thought he came across as much more coherent than people expected, but of course expectations were very low, and he definitely exceeded the low expectations. And I also, these next two debates, if we have them, and I hope we do, will give the president an opportunity to talk about his tremendous successes. Well, I think one of the biggest ones, in fact, it's such a big success, everyone's forgotten about it, which is when he came into office, we heard one word, acronym really, every day, which is ISIS. ISIS was on the march. ISIS was shooting up people in airports, setting Jordanian jet fighters on fire. I mean, fighter pilots on fire, burning people alive, throwing gay men off of high buildings in the ISIS caliphate so they would be fall to their deaths. The ISIS caliphate grew under Obama and Biden to the size of not one but two New Jerseys. Imagine that, something the size of two New Jerseys by these Islamic extremists. He went on the fight against them. He had the rules of engagement to defeat these guys. The ISIS caliphate is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. When's the last time you heard about ISIS? We don't hear about it anymore. That's a massive accomplishment. Exactly. I wish the President of the United States would talk about that.
Yeah, without a doubt. A recent commentary, you say the ultimate appreciation for the life and mind of Ruth Bader Ginsburg should start in the Senate. Tell our audience what you wrote about.
Sure. I'm recommending that the Senate adopt and the House adopt and the entire country adopt something I'm calling the Ginsburg Amendment. And this reflects Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late Supreme Court Justice we lost just a few days ago. She said that she believed the Supreme Court should remain at 9 seats. She said it's been that way for a long time, and that seems like the right number. So I think the Republicans should introduce something called the Ginsburg Amendment, which says in the Constitution the Supreme Court will have 9 seats. They ought to pass it in the Senate, pass it on to the House. I'm not sure what the House will do. And make every Democrat across the country say, I support the Ginsburg Amendment and a 9-seat Supreme Court, or I don't, and I want a packed Supreme Court. And by the way, if you have a constitutional amendment, it has to be voted on in every state legislature. And once you get 3/4 of the state legislatures to approve, then it's part of the Constitution. So people running for state House, state Assembly, state Senate, state House of Representatives, all the way across the country, should be asked this question. I think we should have a Ginsburg Amendment pledge and have Republicans and Democrats both either sign it or not and explain to the voters, I'm going to sign this pledge to make this part of the Constitution, a 9-seat Supreme Court. And if they don't sign it, then we can assume that they want a packed Supreme Court and the voters can go to the polls with that additional knowledge. And this is something the Republican Party ought to start pushing today.
Well, this has been a dangerous narrative that was thrown out by Schumer and Pelosi in terms of packing the court. And Donald Trump called the question, with Joe Biden, would you pack the court? And, and of course, he got covered from Chris Wallace and he was able to avoid answering that. But the Democratic Party and those on the left have made it clear, whether it's Ilhan Omar, AOC, all have said, heck yeah, we're going to pack the court. We're going to take your guns and we're going to pack the court.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I guess these people can't win an argument, so they're just going to demolish our American institutions. And these are the same people who say, oh, Trump's a threat to democracy and Trump's ruining our institutions. They're the ones who want to get rid of the Electoral College. They're the ones who want to pack the Supreme Court. They're the ones who want to bring in Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico as new states so they can get basically 4 almost guaranteed Democrat seats in the Senate. They're the ones who are doing this mass mail-in ballots, which are coming out of nowhere, changing the electoral rules basically between the 6th and 7th games of the World Series. If you want to live by those rules, then great, pass them 2 years ago or a year ago, we'll all live by them. These guys are changing the rules 5 weeks before the election. Not the Republicans, it's something the Democrats are doing. So they're the ones basically conducting a war on American democracy, and they should be ashamed of themselves for it. And I really hope these Republican lawyers who've taken these folks to court prevail and stop this effort to raid our democracy.
Well, we already have seen. I mean, Donald Trump immediately warned us of the dangers of mail-in voting. I mean, I've been in business for a long time, DeRoy, and I've seen what's happened with, you know, direct mail. So much of that ends up in the trash. It has the wrong address. You know, so much was getting thrown away in direct mail that they stopped putting the people's name on it. They just said occupant, you know. So maybe, you know, because they know that 20% at any given moment, 20% of the people move every year. So you've got these ballots that are going to these addresses that are really not deliverable, that are being captured. And then, of course, here recently we saw that very dramatic video from James O'Keefe and Veritas, where in Ilhan Omar's district, you've got people, you know, ballot harvesting. I mean, this one guy says, I've got a car full of ballots here. Well, you know, for a party that was so concerned about foreign intervention and the compromise of our voter integrity, they're absolutely quiet on this whole situation.
No, they are quiet about it, and that's too bad. I think there ought to be tremendous national outrage about the ballot harvesting going on in Minnesota, which you described. You've got, I believe it was in Wisconsin, the president mentioned this, although he didn't get the facts exactly right, three trays of U.S. mail, including absentee ballots. We're not thrown to a river in Wisconsin. They're thrown into a ditch. In Wisconsin, you've had, I think it was in Fairfax County, Virginia, 1,000 people got not one but two ballots sent to them. That's really convenient. 300 people in the city of Richmond and 100 in a county nearby there. You had these ballots which were found in the trash, I believe, in Pennsylvania. They were not all for Trump, as he said, unfortunately, not correctly. There were nine such ballots. Seven of the nine were marked for Trump and in the trash. Mm-hmm. This is disgusting. You had people die on the beaches of Iwo Jima and Normandy, France, to defend a constitutional republic like ours, defend democracy, defend our ability to democratic elections, defend our ability to pick our presidents, our senators, our congressmen, etc. Those people gave their lives so we could continue this system. And the Democrat response to it is, let's create a loosey-goosey system where ballots get thrown in ditches and garbage cans, and people can pick up loose ballots in apartment lobbies for people who are either moved away or dead, take them upstairs, fill them out, drop them in the mail. There's no chain of custody between the registrar of voters, the voter, and then the people who count the ballots. That chain of custody is broken as if with bolt cutters. It's appalling. Mm-hmm. It's stomach-turning and completely nauseating what the Democrat Party is doing to undermine our system of democratic, clean elections in this nation. It's horrible, appalling. They should be ashamed of themselves, and any opportunity to stop them must be implemented at once.
I agree. A couple minutes left here. You wrote recently that Trump's national security advisor, O'Brien, has helped him score a year of international triumphs. This is in the face of what Joe Biden said the other night in terms of, you know, the president having no influence on the international stage. And you already cited what the president has accomplished with NATO. So many other accomplishments, but clearly what he's been able to do in the Middle East with this new Middle East, I say, Peace Prize, and also has garnered him at least three Nobel Peace Prize nominations.
Yeah, it was remarkable. Three Nobel Peace Prize nominations for three different things. One was for the Middle Eastern peace deals that we discussed earlier. Another was for an agreement between Serbia and Kosovo, which, interestingly enough, is a different approach. Rather than sit at a table and try to settle their political differences, the president's approach was, all right, let's do this. Why don't we create an economic agreement? You guys can trade back and forth, visit each other, you know, open companies in each other's countries, and as you get settle with each other and decide you're not monsters but people with whom you can do business, then we'll come back to the table and talk about the more thorny political issues. And they signed that, and he got a Nobel Peace Prize nomination for that. And another one from Australia, signed by, I think it was something like four or five different legislators, I think, down there. Maybe they're professors. I can't recall at the moment. And they basically applauded his America First approach and said the idea of countries thinking of themselves first and standing up for their own national interests creates a situation where countries treat each other with a certain amount of realism and a certain amount of deference and respect for each other, and that this is the kind of thing that has led to these agreements we just discussed. And for that, he got a third Nobel Prize.
Well, DeRoy, we got to leave it there. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, National Review Online contributing editor, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, DeRoy. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bill, my pleasure. You too. Thanks very much.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential candidates, following up on their so-called chaotic debate on Tuesday night with campaign appearances yesterday, Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania as well as New Alexandria, Ohio, where he told the crowd of his opponent in November,
"An entitled, self-serving president who inherited everything in his life and squandered it."
Meanwhile, President Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, that Joe Biden would turn the state into a refugee camp if he won the election. Late last night, President Trump signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to keep operating through December 11th. The Senate passing the bill earlier Wednesday after the House passed it last week. It avoids a government shutdown that would have struck at midnight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, this whole debate experience, I guess what charms me a bit, I don't know about you, but in the face of America's streets being on fire, buildings being burnt down, according to the mainstream media, I guess America is just too soft and sensitive that we can't handle two grown men, okay, maybe acting like kids every once in a while just for fun, but two very passionate men arguing, debating on stage in front of God and everybody, you know, to hear their responses. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, the American system and everything is falling apart. There should never be any more debates. The American Minute creator, a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, my good friend Bill Fetter joins us now. Bill, did you have to check into therapy over watching the debate the other night? You were just so harmed that it took the chiropractor even to come over and untangle you from the fetal position because you were so harmed by the debate last, a couple nights ago?
Well, I did run for Congress three times, and I did do debates, and they're a completely different animal from a campaign speech or just giving a presentation. And in debates, there are a whole bunch of tactics that were being used that the common people may not have picked up on. Mm-hmm. For example, the questions being asked actually had lies inserted into the question.
I'm glad you noticed that.
Chris Wallace said.
Yes.
You promised you were going to do this, and you never did it. So what about this other thing? Well, wait a second. The president signs legislation that comes from Congress. Congress is controlled by Democrats. And so he should have said the Democrat Congress never got you this. And then, but for Trump to answer that, he would have been asserting that Chris Wallace's statement was correct. And then they did do the very first of the debate, Chris Wallace set the ground rules, but really the ground rules begin after it starts. And so you had Biden interrupting Trump several times at the beginning, mm-hmm. and that set the tone for interruption throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. People forget, Bill, just a moment here. I mean, this was an exact pattern. I mean, Mark Levin pointed this out quite smartly. If you remember, this is what he did against Paul Ryan in the vice presidential debates. He was very ornery and interruptive. And so evidently, the Trump campaign had to figure out that this was going to be his line of attack and warned the president, this is what he did with Paul Ryan, so get ready.
Well, and then the other thing, really, all the way through, the advent of radio and really the advent of television, presidents printed their views. They were reported on by reporters, but they were printed. And it was a non-emotional presentation of what they stood for. And it was an intellectual comparison. You did have the Lincoln-Douglas debates, but that was when they were running for Senate. And so really it was not until the advent of television. And this entered into a whole new realm of personal appearance. And, they always say that Nixon refused to wear makeup. Kennedy did put on makeup. The bright camera lights on the studio set actually reflect a little bit under your skin, so the blue veins are show unless you have makeup on.
Yes.
And so Nixon looked really old, and Kennedy looked really young. And so they say in polling afterwards that this made an impact on a lot of women voters.
Yeah, interesting between the two, because they repeatedly say, Bill, that those that listen, heard on radio the debate, thought that Nixon had won, and those that saw the television performance believed that Kennedy ran away with it.
And so, I think they got a off-mic quote from the governor of Pennsylvania when they were, putting their masks on. He goes, this is all political theater, putting on the masks. In other words, they know that there's it really doesn't make a lot of difference. But the idea is that nowadays debates are theater, and the substance of what is discussed is minor. And the idea is sort of like a boxing match. You want to knock your opponent off their game. We saw a little of that when, Biden was saying, oh, come on, man, and, clown, and he was acting in a very non-professional way. But, there were instances where Trump was responding to that. And then the moderator, basically, I think they did the Chris Wallace interrupted Trump 75 times and only interrupted Biden 15 times. There's a whole
Trump is kind of used to those ratios. I mean, he's been beat up by the mainstream media. 95%, roughly 90-95% has been negative. So why should anything be different? And again, Donald Trump is an agent of exposure. And he exposed Biden, I believe, in the midst of all this. And I believe Chris Wallace was exposed, even though the debate commission, wanted to heap all kinds of praise on Chris Wallace. I think the American people are smarter than that.
Yeah, it clearly was the worst presidential debate ever, thanks to Chris Wallace. But I do think what the public needs to do is basically ignore the debate and just look at the policies that Trump has put in place over 4 years. his ability to create a thriving economy, his stand for life, the people he's appointed, and then look at, you know, Biden's political experience and what has taken place and what he stands for, and really not get distracted. You know, the debates can be turning points. You know, Mondale, Reagan, they said that, you know, Mondale was increasing in the polls, but then Reagan made some quip that I'll not hold my opponent's youth and inexperience against him. Yes. And that, was just a little line, but it did, stymie Mondale's momentum. So debates are important, but as far as the public goes, I think the most important thing is just to look at what the track record of the candidates are.
Yeah. No, I think the bottom line is that's exactly it. And there's plenty of information out there. And I believe, you know, one of those lines that could come out and resound down the road is what Trump said to Biden. You know, I've been here, I've done more in 47 months than you've done in 47 years. I mean, that's a T-shirt.
Yeah, and, you know, but I do like at the beginning of the country where it was written. I mean, even when, you know, the president goes and speaks to Congress, they didn't do that at the beginning. The president wrote out a speech, delivered the speech to Congress, and it would be read. So it lacked a lot of the emotion.
Right.
You know, for George Washington's sake, he lost all his teeth. I mean, here he is on the battlefield for all those years and didn't have proper... you know,
hygiene, yeah.
Hygiene, and yeah. The poor guy, you know, he went from, you know, they say wooden teeth, but it was like ivory teeth, but there were all these contraptions, you know, you go to the museum, you see like little springs at the back, and actually the dollar bill picture of George Washington, they had to stuff cotton under his lips. And so if he would have personally delivered an address, you know, without teeth, it would have sounded really bad.
I bet. He would have experienced a little bit what Joe Biden did. Remember when his teeth came out during the debate? The debate in the, you know, his, for the presidential nomination, you know? Yeah, there could have been that kind of situation as well. But, you know, I guess the matter, you know, we're so overly sensitive about people debating and the passions. But as you noted, even in, you know, the infamous debates of all time, the Douglas debates and that, I mean, they were very passionate and very powerful, and the language did fly. I mean, the language that we could not say on the radio today even, right?
Right, but it was more thought intellectually focused versus trying to stir up emotion.
Well, we're going to break. We've got more from the one and only Bill Federer. Stay with us.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to Life's Answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, a lot of deflection we hear these days in the conversation. It's just where we are right now, America, and try not to get frustrated. I want to thank Bill Federer that this too shall pass, but the artful form of deflection is something that we see with regularity, even the other night in the debate, where you had Joe Biden telling the president to go back into his bunker. I mean, wait a minute. You're the one who's been in the bunker. You're the one not having any rallies to speak of or media interactions, and you have been the one hiding away, but yet you're accusing a president of being in a bunker. I mean, every time he said that, my head snapped. I just couldn't believe it. But this is something that you cite in your new book, Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present, how the deep state capitalizes on crisis to consolidate control. Because that's the bottom line, and we heard Lindsey Graham point that out during the Kavanaugh hearings. For the Democrats and these democratic socialists, it is about consolidating control.
Right. And so a new book I did is called Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present. But there's a chapter on psychological projection or blame shifting, where the attacker blames the victim. Sigmund Freud coined the term. He wrote in his case histories where rude people have a tendency to accuse everyone they don't like of being rude, where you deny yourself the existence of an unpleasant behavior while attributing the exact behavior to others. Children do this. I didn't start the fight. You started it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wife beaters will blame their wife for provoking them and then beat them up. Sharia Muslim men will rape a woman and then blame her for tempting them.
Yeah, for what she was wearing. Yeah.
You know, there was even a case in 1788 where Gustav, the king of Sweden, wanted to find a reason to get into war with Russia, and his parliament wouldn't go along with it. And so, lo and behold, he had some of the Swedish soldiers dressed in Russian uniforms and stage an attack on a Swedish outpost. And then it got reported, and then the parliament went ahead and approved declaring war on Russia. So this idea where you create the incident and blame it on another. For example, if the New York Times reported 2015 cash flowed to Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. So here we have Hillary Clinton was approving the sale of the fifth of the U.S. uranium supply to Russia in exchange for a $145 million contribution from Russians to her Clinton Foundation. Clearly, this was collusion. But she, and now it's coming out in the news right now, she and her campaign initiated the accusation of Trump colluding with Russia. She accused Trump of exactly what she was guilty of. Now, why is that important? Because the opponent's name gets associated with the crime in the media. People make a subconscious connection because they really only hear the headlines or read the subject line of the email. And if it ever gets pointed back to her, by that time the water is muddied. The public doesn't know who to trust, and she gets a pass. More recently, if there's a candidate extorting Ukraine, saying, stop investigating my son or I'll hold back U.S. money, he wants to accuse his opponent of extorting Ukraine. Why? Because the opponent's name gets associated with the media. People make a mental connection. And if it ever gets pointed back at him, by that time the water's muddied and he gets a pass.
Yeah.
David Axelrod was President Obama's campaign manager. And on NPR Radio, April 19th, 2010, he made a telling statement. He said, in Chicago, there's an old tradition of throwing a brick through your own campaign office window and then calling a press conference to accuse your opponent of attacking you. And so this is used every day. So intolerant groups will be the first one to accuse you of being intolerant. Hateful groups will be the first ones to accuse you of being hateful. They're the hateful ones, yet they're accusing you. Racist groups will accuse you of being racist. They're really the racist group. And so this is used every single day in the media. And once you understand their tactic, you know, then it loses its effectiveness. But if you don't understand the tactic, the innocent accused person has to bend over backwards to show that they're innocent. And even if they show it, they're still associated with the crime. And the investigation process by the other side is an opportunity to destroy all the evidence that could convict Hillary, right?
Yeah,
all the hard drives get smashed, emails get erased, you know, text messages get erased. And so it's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah, exactly. So, same thing we just went through with the FBI, right, with all these people from the Mueller investigation, all the attorneys wiping clean their cell phones missing, accidentally broken. You know, we had to reset them. You know, policy said we had to reset them to the default, the original, you know, reset position. I mean, this is amazing. You and I would be in jail, but we already know time and again that there are two forms, if not several forms, of justice that happen within the Beltway.
Right. And so the psychological protection is also teamed up with a tactic called seizing the moral high ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's where if somebody wanting to do something corrupt, they want to appear moral. Now, casinos often use this. If they're wanting to move into an area, the opponents will cite statistics of crime going up and sex trafficking and so forth. But if the casino can donate some money to schools, they can seize the moral high ground and say, we're more moral than you are because we want to help the children. And
right.
Unless you vote for casinos, you must hate the children. We've seen this with Black Lives Matter. Everyone believes Black Lives Matter. Everyone believes everyone's lives matter because it's in the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal and endowed by their creator. The Bible says everyone's equal in the eyes of God. Red and yellow, black and white, we're all precious in his sight. And so everyone believes that. But if you go to the Black Lives Matter website and see what they stand for they're transgendered, queer affirming, that's their words. They want to destroy the nuclear family. They want children raised by transgendered villages, and they want to erase heteronormative thinking. What's heteronormative thinking? That's even thinking that there's a male and a female.
Right.
This is an extremely radical sexual agenda that if they were pushing it on its front, people would say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But they seize the moral high ground and say that we want to do this moral thing, but we're going to bring all this casino baggage, you know, underneath. It's
right.
A very effective tactic.
Well, but to your earlier point, is if you're not aware of this, you're caught up in the winds of the emotion of it all,
And in some cases, you've got people that know better marching alongside the anarchists associated with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and they're part of the parade. When if they had a little bit of understanding, they would realize that's not the parade they want to be in.
Yeah, and, you know, Joseph Goebbels was Hitler's propaganda minister. Believe it or not, Hitler had a department of propaganda. And Goebbels understood how to manipulate masses of people. And he would orchestrate these large Colosseum events with 100,000 people. And then they would start at the front with all the fanfare and the Hitler salutes, and it would work its way back. And everybody in the back rows suddenly felt pressured to give the Hitler salute because everybody else was.
Yeah, the crowd reaction, crowd psychology, yeah.
And so now we see who sets the public opinion for the country. It's the media, it's the Hollywood, it's the actors. And now with the Internet, Google's the number one search engine in the world, and they have algorithms that will automatically pull up the negative articles on one candidate and the positive articles on the other candidate. Why? Because it'll sway the person that's doing the search. And Facebook and Twitter, now they're censoring the voices on one side so that they can reverberate the other. Why? Because the people looking at the social media will now be pressured that the group is going along with this. Mm-hmm. So it's a manipulation of group because everyone wants to fit in with the group. Little kids want to wear the same tennis shoes. This was studied in the 1950s. It was called the ASH, A-S-C-H, conformity experiment done on college campuses, mm-hmm. Where they would pull 8 students into a room. 7 of them had been paid ahead of time to be actors, and 1 was a naive participant. And the teacher would put 2 cards on the front desk. One simply had 1 line, the other had 3 lines, one longer, shorter, and one the same. And they would go around the room, starting with the paid actors, who would stand up and convincingly say the shorter line was equal to the first line. By the time it got around to the 8th naive participant, 30% of them would deny their own eyes to go along with the group.
Right,
they
right.
so much wanted to fit in with the group. And so now with the manipulation of, marketing on products, make it look like everybody uses this product, but now it's into politics where they want to make it appear that everyone, feels this one candidate's good and the other one's bad. And mm-hmm. we need to realize that this is a manipulation process that's being used on the public.
Oh, big time, no doubt about it. Bill, how long can we live with the likes of big tech, Facebook and Google and Twitter, really being modern-day Goebbels?
Yeah, it's tough. I'm praying that Trump gets back in. Clear with where I stand. But after that, 4 years later, what's going to happen?
Exactly. That's my concern, too.
With the high tech and with the schools being captive of the people with a leftist agenda. I know we're running out of time, but I studied after World War II. The Soviet Union decided to export communism to these brand new countries, Romania, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, and they would, send KGB agents in to identify groups with grievances, whether ethnically or economically, and then they would have protests and riots, and then they would co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame the new leader of this new country for all the problems.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, and of course, Bill Federer always gives us plenty of information to encourage us to study deeper. Thank you, Bill Federer. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?